Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide.
Taking place in your town,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more visible,
to include everyone,
and to be easier to take part in,
and for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
The Can You Hear Us project is a Creative Island 6-week Arts Council England funded cultural programme, running from September the 11th this year until October the 24th. Across the Isle of Wight, many organisations are taking part. These podcasts are to find out what the organisations are doing across the Isle of Wight so you don't miss anything.
Peter Rainford.
Peter Rainford.
And just tell me, Peter, who are you representing today?
I'm here. I'm a placemaking creative producer for the charity Arts Work. And we work with children and young people to sort of basically empower them to make a difference through creativity.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
That must be very rewarding.
It is. It's a lovely job.
So what are you doing under the hat of Can You Hear Us?
Yeah, right. So the overall project is called Can You Hear Us? And we're doing a strand called Listen Up. All our projects, the ones I was mentioning before, they're all youth-led. So we give children the opportunity to often decide what project they're going to do, what creative practitioner they're going to work with, what medium they're going to use. This is for Listen Up, we're doing a filmmaking project, and we're working with different groups of young people, and we're saying to them, basically the question we're asking is, what would you say to adults about life on the Isle of Wight, growing up on the Isle of Wight, if adults were listening? We've got two films currently beginning to be planned with two groups. One is with care experienced children, and they're looking at making a film about fostering. I mean, it's not Isle of Wight specific, but their experience is obviously based on the Isle of Wight. And we're working with Medina College, and the students there are looking at and really asking adults to listen to their point of view about how schools are run and how maybe they don't serve particularly children with neurodiversity or children who are struggling to attend school for whatever reason.
Well, that's going to be an uncomfortable watch for some people, but a good watch, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that these will be positive. I mean, the children have got some really, really interesting things to say. But, you know, I'm hoping that people will be listening with open ears and open heart.
Yeah, sure.
And taking it and learning from them. Because, I mean, I've been listening to them we've been doing this for, I don't know, a couple of months now. And, I mean, I've learned so much. And, you know, I think I listen, it's my job to listen to children and young people. But I've been surprised and impressed by what I've been hearing, and hopefully we'll have those two films, but we will be making more films after April as well with other groups of children.
Okay, so the young people involved, what sort of age group are they?
The care experienced children are probably from about age 9 or 10 up to about 15, and the Medina College children are really across the school.
So the lovely thing is that they're at their age. If there was someone listening and they could make some changes, they're still going to benefit from those changes.
Hopefully, yeah.
So it could have a really positive effect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think when we've worked with children, we'll work with them around advocacy and making change, and they do often want it for themselves, but they're often very philanthropic and open-hearted, and they want it for other children as well. So, yeah, but it would, the idea is that these children will benefit in some way, not just because people hear what they're saying and act on it, and we hope they do. We'll be having a premiere, hopefully, with some very important people coming along who hopefully will listen. I think the children get an awful lot out of it in terms of confidence and self-esteem, just to know that they are making something significant. They're working with professional filmmakers, so we're going to produce quality films that will be seen.
Fantastic.
Far and wide, hopefully.
What an opportunity for those youngsters. I mean, you know, for a couple of reasons. What's the sort of the most common thing that young people will say, right, we need this, and you're not doing this right either?
Are you talking generally or within the context?
What's the most common?
There are various themes. On the island, we get a lot of young people saying that there aren't safe spaces for young people. There's nothing for them to do, nowhere for them to go, certainly nowhere affordable, and particularly in the afternoons and evenings. I know there are things going on at the moment that kind of addressing that to some extent, but the perception is, and there's quite a lot of fear around personal safety. So I think we get that a lot. You know, they'd like change to make lighting better in the streets at night and things like that. But that's one. But there's also a lot of interest around the concern around littering, and there's environmental concerns. Dog poo comes up very, very regularly when we're asking, what would you like to change? Dog poo on the pavements is a big ask.
Yeah, it's one of the. I mean, everyone is annoyed about that. You know, I don't want to go into great detail, but I think we all know where we're coming from here. But I'm surprised that young people are moaning about it unhappy.
They care about it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's fantastic. I really do. I love listening to young people and seeing and telling us off, really, for hey, look, you've got this wrong. Mm. I mean, when I was a young person, and I'm pretty sure it was probably the same for you, we had youth clubs and we had things like that, and there was that million-dollar question of what do you do when you're between like the ages of 14, 15, 16 and 17, where you think that you should be able to go down the pub and be a grown-up, but you can't.
Mm.
I mean, these days, it's changed so dramatically that not many young people actually go to the pub, purely and simply because we can't afford it, or it's a case of there's tougher sanctions in place now. You've got to have cards that say that you are of a certain age. So surely that should make things a little bit easier for understanding young people and giving them something that they want and need.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, previously we've done that work, and you know, the lack of youth provision in the evenings, the lack of youth clubs, they all closed, didn't they, has been a real recurring theme. But, you know, great that the Bay Youth Service through Community Action Isle of Wight is just opening up their fantastic new facility in Sandown, so it's good to see. And that was there was a youth-led film involved in that bid, so that was Youth Voice was part of getting that in place.
I think if you've got professional people that are making a film and you're hearing young people speak from the heart about what's wrong and what is good and what is positive and what is needed, I think people will sit up and take notice. I really do. I don't think there'll be a more powerful film made this year. I'll be very surprised. I look forward to seeing it.
We'll invite you.
Thank you. How can we see it?
Well, there's going to be several opportunities. The program. So most of the, you mentioned the overarching program, the Can You Hear Us program. Most of that is taking place in the autumn of this year, so September, October time. So we will be, I've mentioned two films. There will be at least four films as part of our Listen Up program. And we will be doing a touring film festival with them, taking them into different venues, hopefully across the island. Those venues have yet to be booked or confirmed, so I can't tell you dates or times or anything. But we also hope to premiere it in the new Big Top that Ventnor Exchange it has now got, and hopefully have an invited audience as well as the public come along to that with some very important people who might be decision makers about some of these things that the children are talking about.
All right, you've got to be careful where you sit there and who they sit next to as well. So that sounds great, and it sounds like it's going to have some kind of positive effect on that. But what about the young people? Have you got the young people already earmarked, or are you looking for young people now? Do they have to reach out?
There isn't really an opportunity for young people to approach directly to arts work. But we are going to be working with Creative Island and the Cultural Education Partnership as the second part of this programme. So schools will have an opportunity to put together a group of young cultural change makers within the school who want to make a difference. And we're going to invite them to put a proposal for a film that they would like to make, advocating for some kind of change. That might be a change within the school, it might be a change very specific to the Isle of Wight or their community, or it could be a more general change. And then that's going to be opened up, and we will select the best one of those to work with a professional filmmaker and make a film. So there will be, so yes, do keep an eye out within your schools. There will be an opportunity coming out in the next few weeks.
So we mentioned that the Can You Hear Us project is going on from now until the end of the year, we reckon, towards the end of the year. There's a lot going on. So have you got a time frame for what you're doing?
Yeah, well, we're making the film. We're making two of the films now. We'll have our films made by the end of July, and then we will be showcasing them in September and October. As I say, dates to be confirmed.
All right.
Hopefully, fairly soon.
Watch this space. What space should we watch out for?
Keep an eye open on the Creative Island website and social media and Artswork social media. We have our Artswork general pages on social media, but we also have Isle of Wight Artswork, so keep an eye out on that.
And also you can keep an ear on Vectis Radio
and
as well.
Vectis Radio, why didn't I say that first?
We'll be promoting it as well. It's a privilege to be a part of it. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be we're told it's a one-off, but it will put us under the spotlight.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing these films. I really am. Good. I love hearing what young people, and I would say, I think we should all accept that we're not perfect and we haven't got things in place that are perfect. And who are the experts when it comes down to what young people want? The young people.
Absolutely.
It's not a rocket science, is it? Hey, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you this lunchtime.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good luck. Come back. Don't leave us alone next time.
I won't.
All right. Thank you.